This workshop is about what I call the third stage, or learning how to open completely with each other. And when you do that, you need to remain formal. Let's take a spectrum. You're walking around in Italy, you're a woman. Some guy pinches your ass and says, like, God, you're beautiful, I love you. You know, like, okay, there's one level of interaction. So I would call that first stage interaction, where you violate each other's boundaries, whether you like it or not. Some people like it, some people don't. But in our country, that you could be arrested for that. If you did that, like, at the workplace, it would be considered sexual harassment. So the first stage is that you have boundaries that sometimes are violated, and we would like to consider that illegal in our culture. So we've moved to a second stage culture where we've all developed what we would call healthy boundaries. So if you're at work and somebody comes up and grabs your genitals, we all understand that's inappropriate behavior. And at least over, for the last several years, you could be, you know, it's a crime to do that, right? I mean, there are no, am I insulting anyone here? Any serious genital grabbers? That this is right? So in the second stage, we're walking around with very clear boundaries. You would never walk up to somebody and open completely with them and show them your full sexuality unless they were your sexual partner, because you would be violating their boundary. I mean, if you, like, take out your genitals and just show yourself to somebody on the street, you'd be arrested, because we have second stage laws in place to protect us from first stage wackos. However, what we're doing here is learning how to expand. What we're doing here is practicing the third stage. And in the third stage, you specifically agree to violate each other's boundaries. Now, you can only do that when you can make the agreement of what boundaries are violatable and what boundaries are not, because we're not married to each other. A third stage intimacy, to make it clear, is not a relationship where one partner goes, well, I have my life and you have your life, and we both are responsible for our own happiness. I can't make you happy and you can't make me happy, but we could work together on that. But when, you know, if it comes to it, I've got my bank account, you've got your bank account, we've got our third bank account, we put in our equal 50-50 money in, but, you know, we have it even, and we got this safety net thing. That's a second stage intimacy. A third stage intimacy is you basically say, I'm committing to open you to God and nothing's going to stop me. And the sat partner says the same thing. I'm committed to open you to God, and nothing's going to stop me, including you saying stop.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.